today was a fantastic way to end our winter training camp. We've been back on campus since January 9th. We got training going on January 10th, and it's a one of the few times the kids can actually feel like professional track athletes. You know, the kids that are in the house in the dorms, not on off campus. They were housed in Hotel Commonwealth, a nice swanky setup. You're at training once a day. We did some awesome programming within the team, and you know, we worked the heck out of the kids. They worked really, really hard. But more importantly, we came together as a group. Our goal, our overarching goal, was growth. That was the word that we landed on. Growth, not just athletically, but as a program, as a brotherhood, as a sisterhood, as a family. And the apex of that is going to end with, you know, the Battle in Beantown today. And we had some really growth-oriented performances. In fact, talking and growing the program, we had, I believe it was five all-time top 10 marks, including a couple in the top three. I think Logan Papelka is number three all-time, now in the 200 at 21-1. Allie Lofquist had a major, major breakthrough in the women's pole vault, which is something, an area that we want to keep growing as the years go on. I think she's number four all-time now, which was a big vault for her. Juliana Nicuzzi, well, is still ninth, but got another PR in the weight throw. Our men's 4x4 actually is ninth all-time at 314, putting a couple short sprinters on there, and Michael Onalogbo, and he was on pace for 46. Which exactly is exactly what he needed today. And then Emma Montoya is now not top six all time in the 200. But we still had also some also debut performances. A lot of the first years in the distance area, the distance guys and girls joined the party today, finally. So a lot of first years like Glenn Bell, Mo, Parker Schneider, and Addy, many had some solid debuts getting around the track, putting, you know, Boston across their chest for the first time on the track side, not just cross country. And good things are happening for everyone all across the program, even on tired legs and tired bodies. Now it kicks off our 4-week homestead over next week. We've got some real momentum for our first, like, probably major meet of 2023, the John Thomas Terrier Invite. And then that kicks us into really the apex of the year in February for Bruce Lehane's Scarlet and White Alumni Weekend, by the way, all our alums out there. And then our final homestead and at the David Hemery Valentine Invitational, excuse me. And then we'll have one down week for Patriot League. But it's like here and gone, but we are right on point with where we want to be.
Awesome. And then I know we hosted the Jared Rome Shot Put Invitational today. Can you just talk a little bit more about that event and the impact that it has for our throwers?
Man, that is a special occasion for not just our throwers, but our entire program, because Jared Rome was a special man. I had the honor of knowing him, you know, for a very short period of time, but every moment I spent with him, like, felt special. He was just a good human being. He was an awesome man, an awesome coach, an amazing athlete, obviously one of the all-time greats in the United States, four world championship teams, two Olympics, but some could argue he was a better coach. And he was a volunteer here for 2 years, had a definitive impact on the program. You know, the short time he was here as the full-time coach under me was amazing. And we wanted to do right by his legacy, both as an athlete, as a coach, as a professional. And we figured, what better way than to put on a high-powered, you know, event for him? So we instituted the Jared Rome Shot Put Invitational, which the inaugural year was last year. This year was another high-powered competition. I think we had one mark at, I think, just over 19 meters, which has a good chance of making the national meet. And we want that event to grow over the years, both in size and quality, competition, even potentially get some post-collegiates in there and make this like a marquee event. And say, like, hey, throws is a marquee area of Boston University track and field. So I'm really proud that, you know, that event went off today. I'm really proud that his wife and family were in the building for it. And I'm really proud of how the event went off.